stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tantalk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, hey, it's Daniel Goddard, Kenny from Young and Restless, and you are watching Hollywood Connections. Radio,
Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
This is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Friday night. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, the lovely and talented Niecy P. And the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Hello,
everybody. It's Friday night.
Yay. It's been a long week.
Hasn't it?
It's been a very long week. And if you guys are riding around and it's storming, get somewhere safe because there are tornadoes running around here.
Yeah, we've been watching the news on that and the people around Florida. That was kind of a surprise shock today.
Yeah, it was.
It really was. So today we have an exciting show. You're wondering, you're driving, you're saying, what is Hollywood Connections all about? Well, we have soap opera star interviews. We have celebrities. Yes. We have, oh my gosh, we have so many connections out there. The red carpet. Do you know the Christian Film Festival, the International Christian Film Festival next year, has Lou Gossett Jr. And so many other stars that we were on the red carpet.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
We're going to be there. We're
going to
be there
cool,
with
actually.
A table with Expedia Cruise Ships in South Tampa.
Okay.
We're buying a table. And what's really amazing is if you want to volunteer for any of these film festivals and you're an actor, get in touch with me and I'll give you their websites. I mean, it's fabulous to get involved.
Oh, God, it's wonderful. It is just so exciting. I mean, just the camaraderie with all of the people that are there is just awesome.
Oh, we had so much fun. And there's so much more. And we have Cherie here. We got a big event tomorrow. Oh,
yay.
I know. And we're also going to shout out before we do anything, before we go to an amazing singer that you all need to hear and book him for your next event. You know, the Tampa Bay Film Society is having a big fundraiser on November 11th. So they're trying to raise $1,000 for, a young production student.
Right.
And tickets are only $30 for two, $30 a piece or two tickets for 50. And for more information, please, everyone, if you want a really fun event, red carpet event, celebrities, producers, casting directors, go to www.TampaBayFilmSociety.com. And everything is on that website for you. So we'll be there. I'll be emceeing and interviewing. And that's going to be coming up soon.
We both will.
Yes, we'll both of us.
Dawn will be at one end and I'll be at the other end and we'll just meet in the middle.
Yeah, exactly. In the meantime, I have Pal Joey here. Pal Joey, it's been a while. It's so funny. I tried to call Pal Joey the other day and I called our favorite Pal Joey pizza place that they gave us pizza.
Have pizza for tonight. Me and Peter are hungry. Aren't you hungry?
I'm hungry, but I've had enough of pizza. I had Pizza Hut last night, so I'm good.
Okay.
I'll take some wings, though.
Okay. Well, that works for me.
When I dialed him by mistake, he must have called me back and I'm like, well, you should just come on the show. So, Pal Joey, how are you?
Doing well.
Good.
Getting ready to retire so I could put all my energy towards my singing.
That's amazing. So, we have so many fans on Facebook. Retired.
Oh.
Yeah, from my main job.
Okay. So that's exciting.
So yeah. So I could put my focus on where it should have been.
And you're singing. And that's why we want to show everybody who he is. You know, I want to thank Debbie over at idoweddingshows.com. We had a fabulous event over at the Marriott. And there were so many brides and people that were there. And they would
so
love to have
love.
You. I know.
So much love.
And they would love to have you probably as their wedding singer.
Well, I am a wedding singer.
I know.
Yeah.
Or event singer.
Yeah.
So let's go to Pal Joey. We want to play, what, Mac the Knife?
I think that's the one he's got lined up first there.
Okay, everybody, enjoy the music. And, you know, you need to book this artist because that's what Hollywood Connections helps you
do.
That's
right.
Oh, the shark bait has such teeth, dear. And he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old MacHeath bait. And he keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with its teeth, babe, scarlet billows starts to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old MacHeath, babe, so there's never a trace of red. Sidewalk, ooh, sunny morning, lies about it, just oozing light. Someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know? Well, a seaman fan just drooping on down. Whoa, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackey's back in town. Now, did you read that Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe.
Want to snap your fingers to that song and just pop your head, you know?
Yeah, I just want to go to a really good steakhouse. That means reminds me of steakhouse music.
You're hungry, huh? I think Dawn's hungry tonight. We still should have had the pizza.
I know. But we do want to thank Pal Joey. He's over there as well. And now Pal Joey's sitting here, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, we have some other news I wanted to talk to you about. You're going to be let's play one of your interviews.
Okay.
Let's go. Now, where were you at?
I was at the Tampa Bay Networking Mixer with Amy Rose.
Right.
And they're going to do the film festival in January, and they are promoting a movie called Agent X, which I am really, really excited about.
Okay, so we're going to go to that interview. We'll be right back. And I have a couple of soap opera stars as well. We're going to mingle in there. And let's get Cherie in here in just a minute.
Okay.
And we're going to come back and play another song with Tal Joey in just a minute. So enjoy. We'll be right back.
Enjoy, guys. Hollywood Connections, VH2 TV, and NCP Entertainment. And I am here with Miss Amy Rose. Amy,
Hi. Thank
you so much for inviting me.
Yes, of course. Thank you for being here.
Okay, so Amy, tell me why we're all here tonight.
Tonight is a networking mixer that we have going on down here in the Canopy, St. Pete. We're here just to network, get connections in the industry, and just have everybody gather with their talents and see what can happen. Okay. Make the magic.
So you're having a film festival in January of 19?
That's correct. January 14th to January 21st.
Okay, could you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, it's a seven-day festival. We're going to be having Inspirational Night, Life, which is Ladies in Film and Entertainment Night. We have International Night. We have the feature film, short films, indie films, music, entertainment, and we have mixers that are going to be going on as well. We actually have a full day of workshops, so people that are trying to come into the industry, learn about the industry, we have that. We have emotional support as well that's on board that's going to be talking about the emotional stability in this industry as well.
Okay, so Amy, tell me where the location is going to be.
It's going to be in downtown St. Pete. We have different locations for every day of the week.
Okay.
You can find it on www.sunshinecityfilmfestival.com, and our schedule's listed there, locations, times, and all that stuff. Yes.
Okay, so there you have it, guys. Come on out and support everyone, and we will see you in January. This has been Niecy P of Hollywood Connections, VH2 TV, and Niecy P Entertainment. Thanks, Amy.
All right, thank you.
ECP of Hollywood Connections, VH2 TV Network, and ECP Entertainment. And we are here with
James L. Lincoln.
And so, Mr. Lincoln, tell me why you're here.
I'm here because of the Tampa Bay Actors Guild, and also Cranston Cumberbatch invited me over. I'm actually casting his movie, Agent X, the movie.
Okay.
So that's what brought me out.
So here we go again with this Agent X. I am so excited to see this movie. I can't wait. So
it's a good one.
Tell me what part you play in this movie.
Well, I play Thomas Dungy. I'm a director of the CIA operative forces. So it's a good one. It's a pretty exciting piece they wrote.
How much fun was that?
Oh, it's great. There's nothing like being on set, you know. I mean, you get a chance to live and go into other worlds that you know you get a chance to be other people and to do some things and it's just fun. It's good to entertain people and
okay. So have you done any previous acting in any other films?
Yeah, I've done acting for years, but mostly stage work is what it's been, on the stage. And so I'm new to film. As a matter of fact, I just completed my first feature film, film entitled Nearly Departed. So
when you say you've been on stage acting, what have you done before there?
There are a number of shows. I've done some shows more recently here. I've been in the Tampa Bay area for about 4 years, so I did one show entitled The Sunset Limited with St. Petersburg City Theater.
Okay.
Another one I did was also with St. Petersburg City Theater was Proposals, which was a very nice show directed by Christine White. And there are some others. I've done a lot of work also with the Inkwell Pictures, with Melvin and Marvin Coleman. So they have their own studio, and so I've done some work with them.
Okay, so you've been here in this area for 3 years. Where are you originally from?
Well, I'm originally from Memphis, Tennessee. Okay. Yeah,
okay.
Lived in the Midwest for quite a bit, but yeah, Memphis, Tennessee is my home.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys, there you have it. We can't wait until Agent Orange is coming out. Agent X is coming out. So this has been Niecy P of Hollywood Connections, VH2 TV Network, and NCP Entertainment. Back to you, Dawn.
That was fun.
I know.
That was so fun.
So you're going to be heading back there, and you're going to do some more mixers?
Yeah, I think they have another networking mixer at on November the 7th,
right.
And it's in St. Pete, but I'm not really sure of the location as of yet. But I am really looking forward to this film festival, and it's going to be January 14th through the 21st, and we get to do the red carpet
nice.
For Agent X, and I'm so
nice.
Excited. Yeah.
Well, we're going to actually switch seats in a minute, and we have one more song of Pal Joey. I want you to enjoy. It's Friday night. You're probably driving on your date night down to the beach or staying home, and, you know, maybe you don't have electric
rain.
Because I know a lot of electric is out in the area, I heard.
Yes.
So maybe you have your handy-dandy smartphones that you're listening to on Tan Talk, right? Peter?
Yeah, TantalkNetwork.com, Tantalk1340.com.
That's right. So yes, we're on AM in case you don't have FM.
Yes, 1340 AM.
And 2 AM.
6.1 FM, the heat.
That's right.
3 AM.
Yes,
and
3 AM, 2 FMs. Yes.
So okay, you guys can find us everywhere. We're everywhere.
That's pretty right. much. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So let's go. We have one of my favorite songs I know he gave you, and we're going to play that one next, and then we're going to be talking to Cherie about this big event tomorrow and really go in depth about what it's all about and her documentary. And she's a filmmaker, photographer. She's amazing.
She's awesome.
And we'll be right back.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like a fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like a sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep, I keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Like a fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep, I keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. Telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-size bed. I couldn't feel any better. I'd be sick. Tell me quick. Oh, ain't love a kick. Tell me quick. Ain't love a kick in the head.
Ready who you are?
Hey, Jason Thompson.
That's right, Jason Thompson, right here at the Feather Sound Country Club. So, you know, I have a lot of actors, producers, agents on my show. And advice, I know I asked you about being a soap opera star and taking off. And how did you get your first break? Do you remember what agent you were with and when you got the call?
Which call?
Well, the call for the Young and Restless.
The Young and the Restless call was a little bit different because I was already on General Hospital for 10 years. So it was more of a conversation with one of our executive producer at the time. Mm-hmm. Just talking about the opportunity coming over there. I was at the point leaving General Hospital to change it up a little bit, and then the opportunity came up. So that was a little bit different than it usually works. Most of the time it's a call from the agent, go to the audition and, you know, go from there. But yeah, that was an opportunity that presented itself, and I took it.
Nice. Can I ask who your agent is by chance in L.A.?
I don't have one at the moment.
Are you serious? You know, I have famous faces under my show as a SAG agent, and they work all over. So if you need an extra one, we have one for you.
Sure, hit me up.
Yeah, I will. I'll make sure Patty gets the paperwork. They would love it. They have famous faces. He works for Warner Brothers.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Cool.
He's out of Hollywood. So any advice to new actors? I know, you know, they're here. They want to go to L.A. I always say buy a ticket, get up there. You know, so what is the, you know, audition process like for you when you go? I mean, do they give you the script ahead of time?
You get the script ahead of time, but I mean that's still a long ways down the line. You know, you got to get in theater, you got
to
figure it out, get in class, understand, you know, a little bit about it. You have to understand little things like what your mark is, camera angles, all that kind of stuff. Let alone just, you know, making things personal for yourself. Acting is not just taking a piece of paper and reading it. It's trying to make it personal for yourself. It's the only way they connect with the audience. So,
Where did you go for training? Because I was in L.A. My office was on Hollywood and Vine. Charles Conrad, I used to go to all the acting schools. And, you know, maybe they want to say, well, okay, I want to know where he went to training. Where did you train?
Sharon Chatton in L.A., down in Venice. She was my teacher for many, many years.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's more of a method actor, but she works a lot with sense memory and personalizations and all that kind of
nice.
Stuff. So that's how I work. Not everybody works that way, but that's how I work.
Now, another thing I know questions come in. Do you read your social media, you know, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook? A lot of people have them, and then they have other people that read them, or there are other fake ones. Do you read any social media?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I do.
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram?
I'm not on Facebook. I've never been on Facebook, but I have Instagram and Twitter.
There you go. So if you decide to text over and say hello, right?
Yeah, say hi. I might even read it. Like, I mean, you know, you read it when you get a chance.
That's true.
You know,
that's
you do
true.
It. It's good. It's part of the business nowadays, a lot of it. So it's a good opportunity.
So the reality of show business, how does you have a successful working relationship in marriage and family and everything, you know, stepping back into reality with family, that is the most important. Well, what do you like to do with your family? I had asked you that. Do you go on trips? Do you go away? What is your, like, family getaway?
Yeah, we travel a lot. You know, having a healthy relationship in show business is no different than having a healthy relationship working in a factory or anything else. It's the same. If you're not going to have a healthy relationship working at Target, you're not going to have a healthy relationship anywhere. So it's not any different. So yeah, we spend a lot of time together as a family. We've got two young kids, 2 and 1, so we're busy. We travel a lot. We think it's important for Pullman and my wife and I traveled before we were married separately. We traveled a lot when we were just married and not kids yet, and so we keep traveling. We go a couple trips a year. It's important for us to get the kids out and, you know, observe different cultures, and I think there's a lot of growth that comes from that, and so that's what we do most of the time.
See, and that's what we love to hear. We love to hear that you love life and you love family, and that's most important, number one. Remember, it goes so fast, and I want to thank you so much for being here and at Soap This. Remember, go to Soap This on Facebook, and please come to our next event.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Bye. So I had an opportunity to go to Soap This and
right.
Like them on Facebook. And we have another interview we'll play shortly again. But in the meantime, we have an amazing guest. And you are doing an awesome event tomorrow with some major stars in the area. Reginald Roundtree, our news guy.
Yay.
The newsman. And let's welcome Sheree Johnson.
Thank
Yay.
You.
So tell
Hollywood
us.
Hollywood Connections there tomorrow,
yeah.
too.
Yes,
I
we're
know.
In the house.
We're excited.
Yes.
And first, we want to thank you and Hampton for the opportunity for the Jazz Festival.
Awesome.
You're on the media board, and what an experience that was for
yes,
us.
Yes, it was. It was totally
I'm
fun.
I'm so glad you guys had
it. I just had a ball. I just had a ball.
I think everybody saw you guys have a ball.
Yes.
Yeah.
The most interviews I've seen since I've been attending.
Wow.
For the past 25
Yay.
Years. You guys did an excellent job.
We
Thank
just
you.
Actually did a dedication to all of you last week.
Yes,
so
we
that
did.
Was in Alex Harris. We
yes.
played him. He wants to come on the air with us again.
Yes.
So amazing. So tell us what's happening with Barbara and who she is and what is tomorrow about. Can people still get tickets?
Yes, tickets
okay.
are at the door tomorrow. It starts at 4 o'clock. The door
okay.
is open at 4. The first hour will be networking. We have some live music and the red carpet, lots of pictures and things, and then the documentary will start that at approximately 5:30.
Okay.
And it's about an hour long.
Okay, tell us about the documentary. Now, you're a filmmaker as well. You're on the Tampa Bay Film Society meetings all the time. That's how we met. And give us a little bit of information how you came up with this documentary.
Well, I've been doing film video and photography for years.
Okay.
But I wanted to get in the film business. So I just met Barbara. I just ended up at a place. She was looking for a photographer and some lighting. And boom, you know, the rest is history. It's like, oh, wow, this woman is great. We just kind of connected.
So is it more of a roast for her tomorrow as well?
Tomorrow there will also be a roast.
Okay.
But it's really to give back what she has been giving to this community for years.
Wow.
Tell us what she's been doing for people that don't know her.
She has a monthly meeting in which she teaches screenwriting. There's writers who have their scripts. She allows for 4 scripts to be read, up to 10 pages. the actors and crew and members are there. So actors are have opportunity to be picked to read these different scripts
and
get involved and engage. And then it's critiqued. You know, the author can't say anything or explain anything. They just listen to the critiques, really take it in.
Okay.
And Barbara runs a tight ship. You know, she's known for her gavel and, you know, there's no talking or going out off script of, you know, what we're trying to, what she's trying to accomplish, which is to teach the right format, the right way to write a script, and also help actors.
I know we were hoping to get Barbara here tonight. Do you think we could get her on the air? I don't know. We're going to try to.
I told her I was going to call her. I didn't want to pick her up since it's raining or anything, right. You know, but absolutely.
We would love to get Barbara. Now, tell us before we get her on the air. I know Teresa wants to ask her a question. We're going to get you on shortly here. In the meantime, what is Barbara's background?
Her background, well, she's an artist, number one.
Okay.
She can draw beautifully. Portrait. She does oils, pastels, mm-hmm. And she's also a person that loves to just give back. I mean, she's an actress. She was assistant casting director for years.
Oh, wow.
She's met Paul Newman, just so many actors.
So she's got a ton of stories to give us. Wow.
She has a ton of stories. Part of what the documentary is called is An Unusual Life, and it has been. For her.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she's was in Africa and got caught up because she had on a skirt and wasn't supposed to. And I don't want to spoil what's going to be on the documentary because I want people to come.
Right. How long is the documentary that
it's
shot?
It's approximately an hour.
1 hour. And are you going to be taking this to the film festivals as well?
We might. It just depends. It's so much that this woman has that I had to squeeze it in. I had told her, look, we're going to do about 30 minutes.
Okay.
It's an hour.
Wow.
An hour.
And I really can even do more. It's just the time. I set a date, and mm-hmm. I wanted to keep this date for November 3rd.
Okay.
Because she'll be 89 next year.
Okay.
Wow. So with her class, is she still doing these classes now, currently?
She's still doing these classes.
If I was a screenwriter and I had my own script, how would I get in touch with her to
have
her look at it?
Add it to her mailing list, and she sends out an email for her meetings once a month.
Okay.
And why don't we get on the line and maybe she can
tell you. I would love that. Oh. I know. And how we say Barbara, her last name is?
Harrison.
There we go.
Yay.
Yes. So in the meantime, so while she's getting her on, I have a funny story to tell you.
Okay.
Do you ever scroll when you're falling asleep at night and you're looking at things, you know?
Oh.
Do you scroll?
Yes.
Well, I love Suzanne Summers.
I'm the only person that while I'm sleeping.
Should we get her on the phone, do you think, with Peter, so we can get her on the air?
You want me to give her a number?
Yeah.
Yeah, just tell her to call the studio.
Yeah, why don't you text this number to Peter? Because this is how I communicate with Peter. Okay. Right here, you can just text him right there in that number.
Just tell her to call 727-441-3000 or 866-826-1340.
Barbara, this is Cherie. We're on the air, and I was going to give you a number to call because people want to talk to you. They want to know about your meeting once a month. Of course, the documentary that's being previewed tomorrow. So I'm going to text you the number to call back into the station because everyone wants to talk to you.
All right, hold on so I can put a light on.
Okay.
As wild as I have been, I go to sleep very early.
Well, the clocks aren't set back yet, so you're good.
When you're 89. Oh, I lied. I'm only 88. My son told me to say I was only 86 because I don't look 88.
Wow.
You know, I have a friend. I just booked a cruise for her, and she is so funny because she's dating somebody. She's like, is it that the age in 70s and 80s, you know, that you're still young, but you don't really give your age? It's
60s.
True. That's a
you know
secret.
That, right? That's the new 60.
Right. 88 is the new 60.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait a minute. I've got to get paper. Okay. Wait a minute. Alrighty. Wilson, by the way, I'm still looking for a man. But he's got to be very, very wealthy.
See, this gives me hope.
Well, you know
so
what, Barbara,
hope.
My girlfriend, I got to tell you the story. She's in her 70s.
Wait,
you got to hear this. And she's going on a cruise, and she met somebody, and they're going to meet on the cruise. They're both, yeah, so there's a lot. Yeah, so I got to, Juanita is, like, amazing. So.
Well, she did a short about a cruise.
Oh.
right? She thought she was going on a cruise, her and her friends, to meet men, and it was a gay cruise.
Oh!
And she did a movie on it. It was just so funny.
Barbara!
Honestly.
Barbara!
It was so much fun. So I wrote a screenplay about it. Everybody was saying, you got to write it. You got to write it. So I took all the characters that were actually on the boat and embellished upon them and turned it into Queen of the Deck. So, all right. Give
Here's
me the
number. 727-444.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Oh, for God's sake. Speak slowly and clearly. 727-441. Learn to say four the correct way, please.
441.
Okay.
That's my Chicago accent.
There you go.
3000-3000.
I got it. Now I'm to call you back.
Yes.
Yes, hang up and call back.
Hang up and call back. And you're on
All
the
right.
air.
Bye.
I got a surprise for her. My father-in-law is looking for a date.
Uh-oh.
Well, they're perfect. He has this beautiful travel RV.
She says he has to be wealthy.
I want to tell you, he loves to travel. Okay. He's very distinguished.
Uh-huh.
We can't tell who I tried to get him with, but So anyways, while she's calling, Suzanne Summers, let me tell the story. So I ended up watching her video, and she has three ponchos for, like $40, like these ponchos that I'm wearing now. And then she's got these beautiful sunglasses for free if you ordered. So anyways, I ordered two sets for my cruise.
Okay.
Real quick, Peter. And just real quick. And so anyways, this box comes in today, and my husband goes, honey, why did you buy 12 ponchos for the rain? And I said,
well,
they're not ponchos. They're like the three-way ponchos for Suzanne Summers. So anyways,
why he thought it was 12?
Yeah, he did. He said, well, this is going to work on the rain today, but I love her. She gives all these great products online. So go to her Facebook and watch Suzanne Summers Live. And I'm just really, I love watching her on there. She's so much fun. So let's go to Barbara. She's on the air.
We
can hear
her. Hi, James Lincoln.
Hey.
I just wanted to say, hey,
you're taking up my time.
No,
time. I want to talk.
We're gonna have you the whole half hour. But guess what? I have a date for you. My father-in-law, he is very distinguished. He is on, he made me put him on one of the websites for dating, and I had to go take a picture of him in the workout room, like he was working out. And but he loves to travel. He loves to go on cruises.
I would love to meet him, but just tell him one thing, no sex on the first night.
That might be a little hard for him, but that was okay. He lives he's up in the Villages. You know what happens up there. Right?
Oh my
God. But we'll give him time. I gotta
get off. It's my turn to talk. Go ahead. Ask me what you want to ask.
I'm gonna send you a picture of him. I'm gonna send it over to Cherie tonight. All right? Okay. So Barbara, so when you were an assistant casting,
Cherie, will you stop it? I want to listen to her.
It's not me.
It's my co-host. She's laughing really
hard.
I'm
sorry, Miss Barbara. You are just a hoot.
Yeah.
You are just a hoot. I love it. I love you already. I haven't even met you, and I love it already.
Oh, well, I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Yes, tomorrow.
And Daddy.
I got to try to get him here. But she could be my future mother-in-law.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm loving her already.
Yeah. I really am cute.
I know. So
I'm very humble. I'm more than cute.
So, Barbara, let me ask you, where are you originally from?
Cambridge, Massachusetts. I parked my car in the Harvard Yard.
Oh.
Okay.
So when you were an assistant casting director, this is intriguing to me because this is Hollywood Connections.
Mm-hmm.
What city were you in?
St. Petersburg.
Oh.
Where they did a Cocoon. That was the last movie. They did it right here. My cousin, Beverly McDermott, who passed away 2-3 years ago, we grew up together and both moved to Florida, and she had done about 200 films at that time, and we lost contact with each other, and I finally found her, and every time she'd be doing a local movie in Florida, she'd call me and say, do you want to work in it? Like, oh, Yes, I certainly would. And so I worked with Paul Newman and Burt Reynolds and several others. But then they were going to do Cocoon in St. Petersburg. So she had me get all of the elderly people lined up. I had over almost a couple of hundred people lined up by the time the company came here, and then I worked every day in it. 17 hours a day, by the way.
That was an amazing movie.
Yes, it was.
It was still, that's a classic for sure, you know. And, wow, that's so cool. And Beverly, I remember Beverly. Do you remember Dot Burns?
Yes, I do. Yep. Dot and I were friendly.
Yeah, that was back in the days.
She was a nice woman, and she... had a health. She had a health problem, or walking, or whatever it was. But she was like top of the line at that time.
I know.
Okay,
I know.
So
she was a top agent.
I have a question for Miss Barbara. Miss Barbara, who was your favorite male actor that you worked with?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Oh, that I worked with?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or.
Hey, well.
We could do that. Or.
I suppose Paul Newman would have been. But I had other favorite actors that I didn't work with that I would have worked with.
Okay, so which one was that?
Did you date any of them?
No.
No.
There were a couple that wanted to date me, but they were not my type.
So what is your type?
My father-in-law.
Stop it.
I like kind of Italians.
Okay.
English, German.
Okay. So,
wait a minute. What is your daddy? What is he? I got to know this first.
He could be a little German. He could be whatever you want. That's true.
God, this is so fun.
So, in the meantime, we're excited because tomorrow, are you excited about Reginald Roundtree will be there and all these people are coming to see you?
That's amazing. Yes, and I've got a couple of my own friends that are going to be there, too, that are rather well-known in this vicinity. One is in the Guinness Book of World Records as the funniest man alive. And
how does somebody get in the world's records for the funniest man alive? Seriously.
G. David Howard.
Oh! Is he going to be there?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I love David.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. Did you ever meet a friend of ours? She actually used to raise chimpanzees and do this for movies. I mean,
wait a minute. I did meet some. I had a chimpanzee.
Oh, wow. Because.
And I got to meet, now I can't think of her name. She was here at the college, and I got to speak to her because I don't believe people should ever own a chimpanzee. But I did meet a girl years ago who raised chimpanzees.
Yes. Okay. That's my one of my husband's our good friends. She was for films. She was doing it for films and everything, too. I'll have to find that name tomorrow, which would be great, yeah.
And, you know, we're going to also honor Barbara with a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Oh, that is so exciting.
That is so cool.
Nice. So so have you ever had awards before, Barbara?
Oh, she has so many.
Have I ever had repeat?
Awards? How many awards do you, like, have?
No, not like... Oh, I've been, runner-up for the Boston Garden Rodeo Queen and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah, but that was that, but no real other awards. But my award really.
She's being modest, you guys.
I am very modest.
She has awards from doing productions, Court in Bloom in Miami.
Wow.
She got an award for that. She has awards for some of her shorts she's done. She has awards.
We want to just come to your house.
So
can we hang out at your house?
Yeah.
I've had an unusually wonderful life. I had a bad life, but I have no regrets. I did things because I was married to a mafia.
Okay.
And
that's husband number two.
God has blessed me that I was born to love people, and I've been helping people just about all of my life, and that is my life, to help people now in what I can do best, and that's write. scripts and books and so forth.
Wow. Can we just hang out at your house and have tea?
Yes, you may have tea. We can do it in such a British way.
Okay. Yeah, a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Yes, a tea.
Yes.
That would be fine.
That would be
fine.
So, you know,
It's a date.
Yes.
It's definitely a date.
Oh, seriously. I'm kidding around. I can't help myself.
No, we're not kidding. We want tea.
Seriously, I would love to meet you. When people laugh when I'm joking, I love that person. I already feel attached to you.
Like I said, you could be my future mother-in-law. I'm excited to introduce you to my father-in-law. I'm serious. I saw her picture. They're perfect for each other. I'm not kidding
you. Well, she is beautiful.
Yes, she is.
She's very beautiful.
In the meantime, who is trying to call me? Pal Joey, you should not be calling me on my phone. She's in the other room. We have a VIP guest. She's one of my reporters in California. And if Teresa is still there, she wants to ask you something. So, Teresa, welcome to the show. And Barbara's on the air with us.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi. This is World Science of Mysterism 2019. And I have a question for Barbara.
Yes.
Yeah. What advice would you give to people wanting to become screenwriters, excuse me.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Join a group of screenwriters.
Okay.
All of the authors through the years, Hemingway, all of the big ones, all of the screenwriter people, they get together, and that's how you learn to write a book or a screenplay, because there's really no place else you can go to learn. You can read the book, but there's nothing like having people critique you in a professional way,
right.
Look for the good, and then pick out what you think is incorrect. And if I don't know the answers, I'll look them up.
Oh, that's awesome.
I've been doing this for so long. I'm pretty good at it.
Yes, you are.
And I absolutely love what I do. And I'm trying to get a couple of my things sold in California. You know anybody there that's in the
This area here in California? I can look it up.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. Yeah. I just didn't know whether you might have. Sometimes you can sell your product just by having a friend.
Oh, for sure.
Who you know.
You know, Hollywood Connections.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got an agent working for me right now and might have something for me.
Okay.
And I have another question. When did you know that you wanted to become a screenwriter?
I was always writing all my life. As soon as I could write, man, I was always the best in school, the best artist. But when I started I was involved in two murders in Port Richey.
Ooh.
And everybody's saying, you gotta write it. So I forced myself to sit down and write my first book. I had a natural talent, but I had to learn my craft. And then as two screenwriting teachers, one at the college and one as a business, asked me to write scripts with them. And I felt very flattered, and I love dialogue. And I've never stopped.
Wow.
I've never stopped.
Hmm. Well, Miss Barbara, how many books have you written?
I've written two of my own.
Okay.
But then I started getting paid to write for other people.
Ghostwriter.
I mean, there was a big difference selling books. But I independently published my first book. It got great reviews, and I ordered 5,000 books within 1 year. And this is an exception. I sold almost every one of 5,000 books, and I learned how to sell it the right way. And there's all different ways to market your own book.
Is that in the documentary?
Now you see why.
Wow.
It's awesome.
Amazing.
It's so much information that it really could be a feature.
Oh,
so
I would say.
I'm hoping that tomorrow is a kickoff.
For a lifetime movie.
For people to really invest in Barbara and get where we have a full budget that we can really do this to the next level.
So are you guys going to do this in part of one of the film festivals that's coming up around town?
We should.
Yeah. Definitely should. Mm-hmm. You know, Barbara, my husband just texted me. He said her name was Ginger Hines, and she raised the chimpanzees. She did the photographs for the monkeys.
Was she from Tampa?
Yes. She's over here.
I've met her in the past. Yes, I do. I may even still have her address, but I can't remember what happened, what she was looking for, what I was looking for. I can't remember. It's been about, let's say, 20 years ago.
And it may be in one of those binders that you have. She has about at least 25.
Wow.
Full of pictures from the 1920s to the...
Oh, God. See, that would be so much fun to sit down and just to talk to her about
that. I know. Photographs.
She's
That's
so organized,
treasure.
Too. I mean,
wow.
To be able to do this project, it's really just me. And my company.
The world needs to hear her story, bottom line. That's for sure.
I'm telling you. I mean, those books were such a lifesaver. And then, of course, just listening and talking with Barbara.
I'm quite sure she has some amazing stories.
By the way, I met God at the Fontainebleau Hotel in Miami.
Okay. That's kind of my story. I really want to hear that.
Would you like to hear it right now?
I do, but I want to have you tell me more tomorrow because I know we only have 5 minutes.
All right, you'll hear it tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes, I will remind you of that one. Yes, that would. That's
all right. You have to come over and find me, and I need a hug.
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
No, but we have 7 minutes left, and I really. How did you find God? Because that's a cliffhanger. You can't do that to my audience.
Oh yes, you can. There goes a hug. And first of all, Cherie gets one first.
She did. Oh, yeah. She's right here.
I love Cherie. Yeah. I've never met anybody like her.
Well, we will definitely have to have Miss Barbara either come on the show or call in, and we can just have another special with her here.
Yeah. I would love to, and I can answer any question about writing that you ask. Anybody wants to know anything about writing.
And I invited them to your monthly session, so I told them to make sure that I get their email, and I want you to put them on your email list so that when you send out the invite.
Well, you know what, Cherie? When I was at the Tampa Bay Film Society, and I... because my microphone...
Tampa Bay Gun Society?
The Tampa Bay Film Society. And God told me to go get that woman behind you in the hat and get her on your show. And that day I walked over to you and I had this strong feeling. I'm like, somehow I have to get her on my show. And I said, are you available? Because I had a guest that canceled. And she said, yes. So that's how I met Cherie.
And we've loved her ever since.
She's one of a kind.
Yes, she is.
Yes.
She is absolutely one of a kind. I mean, it isn't every day that somebody comes up to you and say, may I do a documentary on your life?
Wow.
That is
I was
so, cool.
so flattered, and I know I'm talented. I know I'm unique. I know I'm modest. I know I'm adorable and say cute things. And even if I say a bad word, they go, "Oh, isn't she cute?" You know, like Betty White. At my age, I can say anything I want. But really, Cherie, I couldn't believe it. You know, I've really had an unusual life, but people used to say, write your life. I said, oh, no, it's got too much. It's too much.
It's a lot, though.
And now she's brought it to life, and she's in my will.
Wow.
Well, let's tell everybody where they can meet you tomorrow and where it's going to be at, Cherie. And tickets are how much for the door?
Cherie, you better tell them because I can't memorize it.
It's okay. I got it.
In the meantime, we want to thank all of our Facebook viewers that are watching us. I see Eric Azuli. And remember, go to easywaynetwork.com. And he's been a supporter of ours as well as we've been for him. We've got to get him back on as well. And we've got Deanna Molay. She's our new Latino reporter in Los Angeles, and she was on the Container Wars TV show.
And I have to say hi to my friend Cheryl and Pat Bartleson. Hi, guys.
They're watching And we're excited. So go ahead. Where are we going tomorrow?
November 3rd. That's tomorrow from 4 to 8. And the address is 2470 Nursery Road. That's Clearwater, 33754. 5.
And
it's
have
at
to
the,
be there.
It's at the Unitarian Universalist Octagon Arts Center.
You guys
oh,
have
and
to
it's
be
only
there.
$10 to get in with
only
a little $10. Food and a film and meeting the celebrities that we're going to have there.
Well,
and
just not celebrities.
Amazing,
and let's not leave
her.
Out Mr.
That's
Reginald Roundtree.
That's right.
That you could ever go to. There's no money. We're not making any money. We're doing it because
this is out of love.
Because that's awesome. I'm that important.
This is out of love.
And Reginald Roundtree will be there.
Yes.
Yes.
We're very excited.
He came to my last meeting. Oh, yes. Well, listen. Tell her when our next meeting is. She's got to come. She's got to come.
I will.
Tell her the second Sunday of every month we have our meetings, and it's
well,
free.
Was that this Sunday?
And it's free. So it would be the...
Is that this Sunday or next Sunday?
No, it would be the 11th.
Or okay. Something like that. It's the second Sunday of November.
Oh, yeah. But okay. We should have you come to, well, we have the big Tampa Bay Film Society red carpet event that day over in,
oh,
yeah, over
right.
Tarpon Springs, but for sure.
I know most of those people.
Okay.
One time I joined it way back when.
Okay.
When
okay.
it sort of started. And even hired one of the president to come and do help me produce an international meeting for the state of Florida, and I won an award for that.
Wow.
So that's one of my little
that's
things
so
that
cool.
I've done.
Now, y'all heard her say she didn't have no awards, see?
Yeah, lots of awards.
Pretty awards.
That I've got awards.
Well, I only have three minutes.
God, I'm so important.
Yes, you are.
Well, I have to give a shout out to everybody. Hold on a second, Barbara. I am also a talent in industry person here and talk show host, but I'm also a travel agent consultant with Expedia Cruise Ships South Tampa. And anybody that's looking for a cruise, guess what? I'm putting a 70s cruise with a promoter together. It's already
Yay.
Together with all your 70 stars next year, November. And, of course, me and my husband are going on a cruise December 9th through the
yes,
15th.
That's true.
Niecy will be here doing all of her interviews that she's been on
all
air.
All right. And as a favor to you, if you come to my meeting, I will list that every now and then.
Ooh. Do you ever
I've
go on cruises?
I've got about 120 members. They don't all come to my meeting, thank God.
Wow.
But they stay on it. And we get about
35
people at a meeting.
Wow. Awesome. Well, I'll have to put you in our Seven Seas Club and try to, you know, you can call 727-871-7788. But somebody actually won a $14,000 cruise not even a month ago, and we're giving away a $4,000 Caribbean cruise. So it could be anybody.
That's right.
That's
anybody.
Right.
Anybody.
So I can give you a quote for a cruise anywhere you want to go.
That's right. So you guys, we only have a few more minutes. I want you to go to the Inner Sanctum, which is at live365.com, and get to hear some great R&B music, and you get to hear Niecy P.
All
That's right.
Right.
Oh, and next week we're supposed to have one of our TV networks here,
yes.
And we're not going to announce anything yet until they show up. They're going to be also launching. That's exciting. And then we have a special concierge part with AMA Waterway, and I want to thank Diane for this beautiful scarf. If you like river cruises, that's the hottest thing that's out there.
Yay.
So what are we playing, Peter?
We're playing something from C.J. Livermore. Remember him?
Oh, yes.
From England,
yes.
Tropical Summer.
I love Tropical Summer.
There you go.
There
CJ's
we go.
Cool.
So we have about 2 minutes. So, Barbara, I can't wait to meet you tomorrow.
Thank
give you a
you,
big
Barbara.
Hug.
Thank you.
With a big hug.
Yes.
Yay.
And can't wait to come to your house and have tea and just
I
chat.
I want to go through the pictures.
I want
to see
me
the
too.
Pictures.
I know. What's Peter saying?
We got to go.
Bye.
No,
bye, everyone. Miss Barbara.
Bye, everybody. Thank
bye
you, Barbara.
Everybody.
See you tomorrow, Cherie. Thank you. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. And I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections.
And I'm Niecy P.
That's right. We'll see you next week. Bye, everybody. Thank
bye,
you for
everybody.
Tuning in.
Woo.